a real clear way that we understand that God is bigger than the burdens and problems and challenges that we have is shared every week when we confess our sin and receive God's forgiveness. His forgiveness is bigger than any storm that we bring here this morning to church or any sin. So we remind ourselves of that with these words. Jesus invites you, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Let us now come to Jesus in a time of silent prayer. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we confess that we are burdened by our sin. What we want to do, we won't do. What we end up doing, we know that we are not supposed to do. We feel trapped.
Your word teaches us that we cannot escape our sinfulness.
Only in your mercy is there rest for our souls and relief from the burdens of our hearts. Father, fill us again with the assurance of the cross and empty tomb, so that we may receive again the victory that is ours through Jesus. Amen. The burdens that are so heavy for you are light for Jesus. As you have now confessed your sins, it is my privilege and joy to announce to you that Jesus has taken away all your burdens by his death, by his resurrection. According to his own command, I, as a servant of Jesus and as your pastor, forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise for our next song, "There Shall Be Showers of Blessing."